You are listening to Zoom, the retro comic book show.
Welcome to Zoom's Review a Day. The comic I'm going to review is Shark Man from, I don't know, a few years ago. Again, 2006. Wow, that was a while ago. But I'm going to review three issues. It's from Image Comics. Well, I don't know. It's from a lot of different comics. The first comic is from Thrill House Comics is the first issue. But the two subsequent issues were from Image. So I guess he had to go to... he had to take his ass to Image. Be like, I can't afford to keep this comic going. Could you help a brother out? As a matter of fact, the first comic is dated 2006. And the second and third comic are from 2008. So it's 2 years later. He got issue 2 published at Image. So let me take a minute to laugh at that. But I can see why this comic is like Burly Man Comics from the Wachowski brothers. It's one of those, it's those expensive comics. Like the first comic out the box from Thrill House, Shark Man is like, you could tell they put a budget into this. It's like those, the artist is Steve Pugh, and the script is by Steve Pugh and Ronald Sussage. They dedicated the story to Bill Finger. Okay, I guess that's how to gives your comic some authenticity. But anyway, yeah, it's like in the Alex Ross style of painting is this, but the art is a little, I like the art in this. Maybe I like it a little better than Alex Ross's art. And the colors are off the on the chain too. I like this. I like Shark Man. So one of the intros to one of the comics was talking about how he went into the creator of the comic went to a store, didn't tell him who he was. He just said, as if they're gonna know who he is anyway. He asked if they had a comic called Shark Man, and they laughed at him. And he said, "Yeah, I know you're gonna think the comic is corny. Even the people in the damn comic store is laughing at that title, Shark Man." But it's like, so what? I mean, what kind of comic book salesman are they? Shark Man? Shark Man is it's a throwback to simpler days in comics. So what? Now you got Batman. There ain't nobody laughing at that. I like the fact that it's Shark Man and it is what it is. It's called Shark Man and it's about a guy who dresses up as a shark. But it's not kid stuff. I mean, well, I shouldn't say it's not kid stuff. It's very violent at times, and it's a decent storyline. The first comic has to deal with, first of all, I don't know who, Shark Man ain't really saving nobody. It takes place in Venice City, which is this new futuristic city that this entrepreneur paid for, who is also our hero, Shark Man. He's a rich guy, and he brought a whole bunch of people to this city, and it's a beautiful utopian type city that is on the water, is on the edge of the water, and it's like a futuristic city with using, you know, their own energy sources and things like that. It's called Venice, New Venice City, but it's under attack. At the beginning, there's a ship that goes out like the Love Boat. It's called the Pacific Queen or something like that. Anyway, the ship is a cruise ship, and it's attacked by a bunch of pirates. And Shark Man is supposed to be guarding this cable that has all this information. It's like the internet. But he, instead of protecting the cable, he goes to save the people because it's a diversion. You know, and it doesn't make any sense. This cable is compromised, and all the money is taken out of the city. But he goes to save the people, but he doesn't save anybody. And this is why the comic is cool. Not because he's an ineffective hero, which he kind of is, but because we see when the pirates blow up the ship, next thing you see is bodies floating in the ocean. And Shark Man is like, oh shit, I gotta go save the people. And his version of Elford, which is his father-in-law, is like, no, you can't do that. You gotta go. You gotta save you gotta worry about this money being embezzled by whoever is hacking the computer system, and you gotta protect that computer system. He's like, no, I'm going to save the people. Fuck you. And he goes. The first thing he sees when he goes to save the people is a big overweight woman just in the water dead, being eaten up by a shark with her leg in a shark. And that shark got him a dinner that day. But it's like, but that's a lot of cholesterol for him. That's a big woman. Lots of, all you see is blood in the water. And people just floating and sharks floating all over the place. He's not effective, but it's a good core. A good gore scene. And he has a whole bunch of cool gadgets. And he goes and takes out the two pirates who killed all the people. And that's a good action scene. It's lots of violence, lots of gore. And at the reason though that this gets to me is because the main hero is killed at the end. Shark Man himself, he's killed. Okay, and his son takes over in issues 2 and 3. And it's like he's killed at the end of issue 1, but we get to know Shark Man as this guy. I forgot his name. I can't even find his name right now. But let's see here. Alan Gaskill. He's like our Bruce Wayne, and then he's killed at the end. And basically, it's like as if Bruce Wayne is killed in the first issue of Batman, and the next issue is taken over by Dick Grayson. He's now Batman. Dick Grayson is kind of like a Chris Nolan movie. But his son is just like a rich kid who doesn't do anything but party all the time, and we're expected to believe that he can take up the reign of Shark Man and be very competent at it by the second issue. And it's just about a story about corruption in the city. They got to deal with a Lex Luthor type of guy called Capone, very original. And then there's her name. There's like this woman of the sea. She's like Medusa. Sea Witch is her name. And she has a crew of people that she doesn't want anybody encroaching upon her sea. And so they got to deal with her. They got to deal with Capone. They got to deal with sea pirates, things like that. It's a pretty cool book. But one of the problems I have is there's the police sergeant, Commissioner Raymond. She's not a sergeant, Commissioner Raymond. And it's the Greg Land type of thing. She's one of those predictable characters, stock characters, where she's a beautiful police officer, but she's very competent. She's always cussing people out and always, always in people's faces, and even though it doesn't really help the situation. But she's drawn like she's, you can tell they took a model, like a pouty model. Think of a vapid, pouty model that you know in your life, like a beautiful girl who's just vapid. They took her, that girl, and they painted her face for this character, Commissioner Raymond. And she's got this pouty face throughout the whole thing, like a porn star, like she wants to suck somebody's dick. But we supposedly believe she's a competent commissioner. It's what I call the Greg Land syndrome. And I can't believe they did that. They fucked up their comic book by doing that, basically. Actually, they fucked it up by killing off Alan Gaskill and then having his son take over a Shark Man. They kind of fucked up doing that. But the father-in-law named Edgar, he's pretty cool. He's like this computer genius. Even though he dresses like a butler, he's not the fucking butler. And he tells his son that in the third issue. He's like, I'm not your fucking butler. Okay, don't tell me what the fuck to do. And he's an all right character. The son would have to prove himself in further issues, but he couldn't because they canceled this comic. But my thing is, if you see it in the dollar bin or the 25-cent bin, pick it up. If you see it around, Shark Man from Image Comics, pretty good, and The Real House Comics for issue 1. But even though these comics was 2 years apart, issue 1 and issue 2, it goes right back into the story. and actually, it's very appropriate because issue 1, the father is killed, the son's put in jail, and it picks up a year later. So it's like time has passed, a lot of time has passed. And the girl that the son was in love with, who we thought was going to be his Lois Lane or Vicki Vale, she turns out by the second issue, she's dead. They didn't show how she dies. They just they mentioned, by the way, she was killed by this guy. And he stuffed, and he tells Shark Man that, you know, oh yeah, I stuffed her in a shark's mouth. I chopped her up and stuffed her in a shark's mouth. And it's like, damn. Okay, she was like a major character in the first issue, and then the second issue, she's just dead. Ah, damn, I've been talking about Shark Man for 10 minutes, but then again, it is 3 issues. So you could say that's about 3 minutes each issue. Shark Man, get it in the quarter bin. And yes, all those who complaining that I get quarter bin comics or whatever, fuck you. Okay, I ain't paying more than a fucking quarter for a goddamn comic. It's not worth it. Anyway, this is your boy, Timmy Thume. Until next time, peace.